Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, man. Everybody's singing along in here. It's a great song. Great song. 73 degrees, huh?
Yeah.
Ham.
I mulched my leaves, a.k.a. mowed my lawn this morning in shorts and a t-shirt. I went to bed last night in sweatpants and a hoodie. What is wrong with the world?
I threw the ball with the dog in the backyard today with no shoes on.
Oh, wow.
Just feeling that grass on your feet.
That's dangerous in more ways than one.
What are you talking about?
Well, it sort of looked cold. You know what I mean? When you looked outside, you're like, okay, it's fall. That looks cold. And then you go, you like open the door and it was like, oh.
What do you mean it's confusing.
What do you mean that's dangerous? Do you not pick up your dog's poop when they poop?
I have a big backyard now.
So do I.
Do you just mow over it, Sam?
Yeah, I do.
You're a poop mower over
it? Yeah, I am.
He just flings it to and fro.
If I'm walking, I got to pick it up, but in my own backyard, I don't have to. I'm not going to go out in bare feet.
That's called composting.
Well, you can go out in bare feet if you would take a bag out with you every time you took the dog out back.
No.
Shame on you. All right, let's get back to this story. Where did I put it? Here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So if you were to drive over to your parents' house in town for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and I don't have the numbers in this, I'm just asking the three of you, what is the proper amount of time to stay? So for example, let me give you an example. When my mom invites us over for like Saturday lunch or a Sunday, late Sunday lunch after she gets home from church, my time limit normally is, I start to feel like I've outstayed my welcome after 2 hours. And so, you know, we'll get there at 1, probably head home right after 3 o'clock.
It's small talk, then eating, and then relaxing.
In the living room.
In the living room.
Now go home.
Now, if there's a football game on, that's a little different, but I would say 2 to 4 hours if there's a football game on. And then, you know, if it's a blowout, you excuse yourself and say it's time for us to go.
If that's the reason for you being there is to watch the football game.
But if it's not, but the game happens to be on, I say you leave at halftime. Got to go. You always come up with the got to go let the dog out.
So growing up, we would have our entire family, and it was massive, over for Thanksgiving, and everybody would get there about noon, and they would leave about 7 o'clock to go down to the Plaza Lights, and I think that was a good fix. But a couple of weekends ago, we had my nephew's birthday party. He's now 4. I hung out for 8 hours at my mom's house. It was the longest time I had spent at my mom's house since I moved out.
Okay. Had she decided to go grocery shopping or maybe just leave?
It felt weird at a certain point where I was like, I think I need to go back to my own home.
Super weird. She just left and I'm here. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. If it is your own mother I think you get to add a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. If it's just family, 2 to 3 hours, and I think that's on the outskirts, unless you're specifically there to watch a football game.
Okay.
If you are out of state traveling,
all right, here, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going with this story. Yeah. I think that's different.
All right. So, what is this is measured in days. Obviously, if you're traveling out of town to go visit your parents down in Mississippi, or Dan, you're headed to Florida or wherever. Sam, you're going to Maine. Okay, I'm just spitballing here now. I know you don't have any relatives in Maine.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I have a big family. Anyway, continue.
Regardless, what is the average amount of time before, and you're the guest, before your hosts, whether it's your mom and dad, aunt and uncle, cousins, brother, sister, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They want you to go back home.
48 Please. Hours.
No, longer.
Over the holidays.
Keep in mind, you've flown
over the holidays,
or driven to their home.
I think 4 days, but you leave on the fifth morning.
It depends in my book.
Are we staying with them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then it's 18 hours.
I was going to say, it depends in my book, because I'm either at like 3 days or at most 5 or 6 days. And the caveat there would be, are you expecting them to entertain you, or are you planning things to go do on your own?
Okay,
right?
So I need, to borrow a phrase from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I need a final answer. Dana.
4 days.
4 days. Sam Stevie.
Ooh, I'm going 3.
3 days. Dan Weinbaum.
I will match him. 3 days.
Okay. It is 6.
No! What? 6 is way too long. Unless it's my mom and dad and they're in Biloxi.
I think the questions being asked are not what we're thinking about. 6 is it's a week.
That's a week.
Well, it's just shy of a week.
Are we talking about just Thanksgiving?
No, the any holiday.
Either one of the two major holidays at the end of the
Hanukkah,
year.
Christmas, Thanksgiving. Just all the holidays, Dan.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever.
Well, the only one where you really go visit people for any length of time is Thanksgiving.
That's not
Hanukkah
true.
Hanukkah is a evening type of thing, and Christmas is just Christmas morning.
No,
Christmas
no, that's not true.
I for Christmas, when we had relatives that lived out of state, they always came for a week.
I distinctly remember when I was a junior in high school, we drove from we flew actually from Kansas City down to Phoenix, and we stayed with my grandma and grandpa for a week.
Family road trip.
The old family.
I think 6 days is too long.
All right, hang on. There's more to it.
Get to it.
There's more.
At 6 days, what percentage of Americans have the guts to go up to their family and say, "You gots to go"?
You know, it's been a nice visit.
70%.
No, ooh, I think it's way lower.
It's way lower.
I think 20%.
20%.
But,
okay.
But you let them down gently, as Juice Newton would say.
The quote here is, you got to leave now.
Oh.
5%.
Oh, well, yeah, if it's that aggressive.
I mean, my question is, was this not arranged before you showed up?
Correct, Dan. You should always arrange that before you show up. Like, we're flying in Monday, we're flying out Thursday. Great.
Yeah but if you're driving, it's a little different. Sam, what do you got?
I'm going to go with 30%.
Okay. Danny, you were really, really close. 22% of family members.
Yeah.
Okay. This is your family. 22% after 6 days will say,
time to go.
It's time to go.
That's an RV.
There's an RV, Clark.
I think
pooper's full.
Annoying, misbehaving, bratty children change.
Oh, sure.
They're bringing that metric down. Because if it's just like me going to see mom and dad or something, but if you've got a cousin coming in with their 3 kids who have never been disciplined in their entire life for anything.
But even if it's just you and your significant other, don't you think there's a point in time where they're just kind of like, it's good to go. For example, my Aunt Sue was in town earlier this month.
Oh, we're going to name names.
No, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
And she stayed for 4 days too long.
She stayed with my mom for a total of 5 days, and I went over to see her the day that she was flying out.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling well prior, and I didn't want to get anybody sick. So I get over to my mom's house, and my Aunt Sue's there, my dad's sister. And I said, "It's great to see you." I said, "When are you heading home?" And she, which probably came out wrong. And she goes, "Oh, I'm heading home tonight at 5. Your mom's probably sick of having me here." I go, "Oh, no."
But good to see you.
But goodbye.
Unless you missed your rent payment at your own house, you should probably get going now.
At some point, I feel like a burden, right? And that's why I put in the caveat of, are you going out and doing things on your own? Or are you, and maybe you're not expecting them to entertain you, but maybe that expectation seems like it's there,
like it.
Right?
They feel like they have to entertain.
They feel like they need to feed you. They feel like they need to give you something to do. So if you are a very independent person, and like, when we go and stay multiple days with Mary Beth's family, like, I get up and go to the gym. Like, I just go and do stuff.
You get
because
out.
If I sit in the house all day, I'm like, I feel like I'm expecting them to entertain me, and that's not cool.
I'm the same way. When my brother comes in town from Wichita, he more often than not stays with my mom. But again, she's literally right down the street. And I feel, and I love my brother. We're best friends. But I feel no obligation to entertain him.
That's your brother. That's different.
Why?
Because it's your brother. I will tell you this. I can't stay in someone else's house anymore. Because exactly what you said, Sam, I feel this kind of weird anxiety that you don't know where to sit. You're not sure, where do you want me to put this? Like, do you want me to run the laundry through?
Because, like, you know how it feels when you host
yes,
people.
Yes, and so I am a big, we are not staying in the house kind of gal.
When you go visit your parents?
Nope, we do not. I want my own space. And I've told them this. I love you so much. We will stay over here till the cows come home. We'll play games. We'll play board games. We'll do all that. But when it comes time to, like, I need a home base where I feel like I can take my shoes off and I don't feel like I'm underfoot.
And at what point in the morning do you say, are we eating breakfast?
Do you have any more coffee? Yeah.
We are eating at some point today, right?
Yeah. We would do 2 days for Thanksgiving. We would all show up late morning, noon, imbibe out in the garage and in the driveway, and people are getting to know each other, and they're picking at some of the
your family, Dan. How much do you got to get to know them?
Well, you know, just hanging out. Well, we haven't seen each other for a year.
You've always got that
and
one
cousin.
And so
then we sit down and we eat the meal, and then we relax. We watch some football. Then we have seconds. Then we go to the movies.
Oh.
And then the next day, everybody splits.
Yep.
A bunch of people go shopping. A bunch of the men, they go play golf, or we go shotgun shooting.
Well, yeah, because men can't shop.
And then that's it.
We got a shotgun shoot.
Does it matter if a member of your family's been incarcerated?
How many times?
I feel like that does speed up the timeline.
For what?
What's it been since we've seen you? 6 to 10?
Well, they paid their due to society. Give them an extra plate.
913-586-7798.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, a new survey is out with the holidays fast approaching. If you travel out of town to go visit grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or your kids or your cousins, whatever, what is the amount of time on average where that relative that you're staying with says, we've had enough? And the average is 6 days. If it's your parents, by the way, there's a grace period of 1 to 2 extra days.
Yeah.
So you can stay with your parents for up to 8.
I agree with that.
Steve in Olathe. Steve, hello.
Good afternoon. I am a firm believer, and there's a very old saying that I heard a long time ago that states that relatives and fish stink after 3 days.
Steve, Dan had a similar sentiment, and I'm going to rip that off. I think it's glorious. I love it. Thank you for the call.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, I want to go. This is rare because we do not talk Hollywood news very often. However, this is universal topic. I don't care who you are. This is so universal. Did you see comedian Amy Schumer has completely wiped the last whatever 20 years of her Instagram? Do you know why?
No.
She has dropped an incredible amount of weight. And we have talked about this before, Scott. When you go up and down on that scale, and I don't just mean around Thanksgiving. I mean, think about the snapshots of your life that pop up in Facebook memories where you go, oh my God, when was I that big? Yeah. Like, you know, because it happens slowly. You can lose weight slowly. You can gain weight slowly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you lose it, you don't realize how big you were until the memory pops up on social media and you do not even recognize the person you were 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Look up her.
I think this is a mistake.
Oh, look up her photo right now, Scott. I don't want to say she's unrecognizable. Amy Schumer has always been a pretty curvy gal, right? She's never been a size 2.
Can we stop using the word curvy and just say she was plump?
She is now speaking out after completely
she's really lost a lot
erasing
of weight.
All photos of herself pre-weight loss from social media. The 44-year-old addressed the narrative about her decision in an Instagram post on Wednesday, insisting, I didn't delete my old photos because they were pre-me losing weight. I'm proud of how I've always looked. I've been working to be pain-free, and I finally have. My back is healing. I no longer have Cushing syndrome. My face looks back to normal. I'm grateful to be strong and healthy, especially for my son. She points out, your Instagram is not your identity, but instead of a curation of what you want the world to see.
She's so wrong.
Ooh, Scott.
No.
I'll tell you, there have been photos of me over the years, like 4 years ago, I think it was, or 5, where that will pop up on Facebook, and I go, I do not want to see that. That sure. is, whoa, yeah. Wow.
Dana, there are pictures that, and I'm only on Facebook. Man, I'd love to hear people weigh in on this. I am loath to delete photos off Facebook. I will occasionally, but it's very rare. And here's why. If you go back in my timeline, okay, there are pictures that I could point to, and you might even be able to tell, where I am 3 sheets to the wind. Okay?
You don't delete those?
No, absolutely not. And here's why. There are pictures of me with somebody I spent 6 years of my life with that I will never talk to again. Okay? There are pictures of me on Facebook where I'm heavier than I would like to be. There are pictures of me doing things that I'm not particularly proud of. But that is my life. And Facebook has become sort of the photo album of your life.
Sure.
I have
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Absolutely. And I have photo albums at home in a cabinet upstairs, right outside of the master bedroom. And I refuse to throw away a single photo that I at one point decided this represents me. I'm putting it in the photo album.
I'm proud of you. Because most people would be like, ooh, let's delete that. Well, or let's get rid of that photo.
I agree with both of you right now. And let me walk this fine line. You don't owe the public anything.
No.
You don't owe them a catalog of the different ways that you look throughout your life. And if you don't like the way that you look then now and you'd rather represent yourself and what you look like now.
Then make that your profile picture.
Get rid of those pictures. You don't even have to get rid of them. You can just archive them to where the public cannot see them, but you can still go back in your files and see them, right?
Yeah.
Now, with Scott, I would agree with you because I would never delete those photos.
I won't.
So I can go back and look at same thing where I wasn't healthy, and you could tell by looking at my face. You could tell by looking at my entire body that I was so far from healthy, and I look back at that, and I'm like, man, I never want to be there again. But you need that reminder.
It's a reminder, isn't it?
It's a reminder of how far you've come. It's a reminder of the fact that you put the work in, that you became disciplined enough to become what you want to be. And it's a reminder to keep pushing forward when that motivation fades.
I'm going to maintain that lifestyle that you want. I'm going to agree and disagree with you at the same time, Sam. Yes, it can be used as a healthy reminder of here's where I am now. And here is a picture from 10 years ago where I don't want to go back. Okay. But it also is your pictorial history. It is who you were at a certain point in time in your life. And sometimes it's great, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's beautiful, and sometimes it's ugly.
We've also talked about, and I wonder if this is more female than male, so tell me, Scott, we've talked about this, where I will look back at photos of me in my 20s, and I remember thinking back then, Dana in her 20s, that I needed to lose weight.
And you were skinny.
I was so small. So that when I look at old photos, I remember thinking at that snapshot in my life, I remember thinking I just had a baby 4 months ago. I remember thinking I was huge. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I wasn't.
It's so funny you bring this up. I almost wanted to go dig back into the archives of this show. You and I and Sam, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, at the very tail end of one of our shows, I mentioned to you a body image survey that I had found. And you said, oh my God, we have to bring this up tomorrow. And I forgot to save it. And it hit me today when I was driving around doing some grocery shopping. And I'm like, I'm going to pull that story back up. I never did. But I can still remember the statistic. 70% of American adults... 70% of American adults cannot stand to look at themselves naked in a mirror.
70%. I guarantee you that's true.
I can't stand it. We have two mirrors in the bathroom, and there's a cabinet in the middle. When I get out of the shower, I take a shower first thing when I wake up and then right before I come to work. On either one, it doesn't matter. When I'm putting on my deodorant and I'm naked, I stand in front of the cabinet, not in front of a mirror. I cannot stand at this point in my life to see. And I'm not fat.
But would you have walked around in your 20s naked and not thought a thing about it?
No, I still had body issues back then too. Even though I was in really good shape.
Which is why I'm telling the story about in my 20s. I've always had body issues and I know it now because I look back at me when I'm, 105 pounds. And I remember back then thinking, I need to lose weight.
Absolutely. 913-586-7798. So Amy Schumer has recently started deleting some older photos of her on her Instagram, where she's much heavier than she is now. If you haven't seen pictures of her now, she looks terrific. I mean, she looked terrific back then, too. I mean, I'm not body shaming her in any way. Don't get me wrong. That's not something I am prone to do, deleting pictures from my past. That's who I was. Did I like that guy? Sometimes. Did I not like him? Sometimes. Was he a horribly flawed human being? Hell yes. There are pictures I kept on my Facebook page of me downing a giant glass of Guinness beer. I'm not taking it down. That's who I was.
I just don't think that you should delete them, but you don't owe it to the public.
Yeah, to have them out there.
I don't care.
Her transformation is
stunning.
Stunning.
Beverly in Smithville. Hello, Beverly.
Hi. I agree with you, Scott. I sort of use my Facebook as a scrapbook, mm-hmm. almost.
Yeah.
A lot of people were into scrapbooking. I was never into that. But Facebook, I love it when the memories pop up. And I always tell my boys now, too. I said, this whenever I have Alzheimer's and can't remember this, this will help me remember these times. And I've been very, very skinny. I've been very, very heavy. I mean, I was on the Oprah diet. I've been on a flat band. I've done them all, honey. And by deleting it, it doesn't delete the truth. We can't delete history. That's
great line.
Great point.
Because you delete it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Great point.
Beverly,
you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for the call. And that was a great line. You can't delete the truth. Jim in one of the two Shawnees. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I'm not picking on you, Scott, but you had a pretty strong opinion about Amy Schumer not wanting to see her past, and yet you don't want to see your present.
You're right.
Facebook, you don't want to look in the mirror and see your present. That's mm-hmm. who you are. And Amy Facebook was her mirror, and she didn't like what she saw in that mirror, so she got rid of it. I think Amy Schumer should do anything she wants to, and anybody should be able to take stuff. I think you should take stuff off of your Facebook that you're ashamed of. Why would you want your kids or anybody else to see?
But what is it, Jim? What is it specifically about weight that is so hard for all of us? Not all of us. For so many people to accept, whether it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or yesterday, or there's something very specific about it. And I can look in the mirror and be like, gosh, I wish my stomach was flatter. And instead, you know, I try to think I birthed four beautiful, healthy, amazing now adult children, and we're not all supposed to be a size zero when we go into the grave. And so I wish I was better at it. I'm just not at those thoughts.
I think a lot of it's just that we see our thinner selves and we see the younger version of us and we don't like it. We like seeing us healthy and that type of thing. And there's a reason why we lose weight. We don't like the way we look.
Yeah,
and I think Amy's right to get rid of stuff she doesn't like anymore.
But Jim, I will say this, if I may just have a quick counter to your point,
sure.
and I take your point but there are pictures that I am currently taking, you know. There was one that the Sam and Dana and I took yesterday in the newsroom that we thought was kind of funny, and it's up on my Facebook page. And I don't think I'm fat, but I think I could stand to lose a couple of pounds right now. I've let myself get away a little bit. But that picture in 10 years from now is not going to be removed, even though I will look back on it and think, oh, my God, I remember the time Duke's Mayonnaise came by and we took a funny picture out in the newsroom. You know, and I would look at that picture and say, Scott, you probably back then could have stand to lose 15 pounds or 20 pounds or whatever. Here's the crazy thing, though, about body image, at least for me. And I'm talking 40 years of age and over. The best shape I was over 40 in my life was when I was going through a really tough period of my life. And it was in the spring of 2023. You were there through it all with me. You remember. And I was going to the gym two times a day, watching everything that I ate, and I was in the best shape of my post-40 adult life. A picture of me and Sarah at her graduation from May of 2023, excuse me, came up on my memories the other day or something, and I remember looking at it, and I was, right now I'm 225 pounds, At the time, I think I'd gotten down to 199, okay? And I remember looking at that picture the other day and thinking, you look gaunt.
Yeah.
You look sick.
Yeah.
You don't look healthy.
For your frame and for our age,
and
Scott.
And I was the healthiest I'd probably been in years.
Well, and that's where we need to get into the real details of all of this, and we don't have to, but it's weight is not the number. It's how much muscle do you
it's
have?
Mass.
It's how healthy
but
are
Sam,
you?
But, Sam, I had my muscle mass was strong. It was the first time in probably a decade I saw definition in my abs. I was like, damn, I'm kicking it. And I didn't mind brushing my teeth naked in front of the mirror. But now I look back on those pictures and I'm like, geez, man, did you skip four meals?
Because I actually weigh more now than when I started my fitness journey.
Muscle weighs more than fat. That's right.
Well, it takes up less room.
Yes.
True. Anyway, that's all I got.
I say good honor.
We don't have to worry about any of those things. We're all about to be millionaires, and let me tell you why.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this because I might be going home at 4 o'clock.
AT&T has come out with a settlement for a data breach in the amount of $177 million.
Who's my carrier? Who's
all you have to do to claim a chunk of your money is fill out this form. And then, like happened a couple years ago, you will get a bounty, if you will.
And letters from a prince in Nigeria.
Yes, in the mail that says, we are sorry you have been wronged. And as part of this class action lawsuit, do you remember what I got last time, you guys?
Wasn't it like 47 cents or something?
I think like I got $9 and you guys got $6 because I was wronged $3 more than you were.
Did you spend it all in one place?
I did, Scott. It put one of my children through college.
Clearly.
The settlement covers two different data breaches, both disclosed in 2024.
Excuse me, Professor.
Yes, yes.
What is your source on this story before we continue any farther?
This is from Channel 5 offering tips on how you can get your claim.
It's not a sponsored story, right? It's a legitimate news
story.
Due
to you in the $177 million AT&T data breach settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you were wronged at a higher percentage than the average American was wronged. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know until you file the claim.
Until you give away all your personal information to somebody on a continent not even close to ours.
Right.
You know how many AT&T customers there are?
Yes.
119 million.
Now, here's what's funny.
No, you didn't listen.
Oh, I know. I know.
That means if everybody files, you're going to get $1.35.
According to the settlement administrator's website, consumers impacted by the first breach may be eligible to up to $5,000. Now, keep in mind, $1 is up to $5,000.
That is correct. Thank you, Norm Schrutt.
If you were affected by the second breach, you may be eligible for up to $2,500. You could even be eligible for payment from both funds, meaning you don't just get $1.
You would get
$2.
See, the best part is they stole my Social Security number and tried to apply for credit cards and got denied.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Concerning news, this is from NBC. The Reverend Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized and is under observation for a neurodegenerative condition. His organization, Rainbow Push, said in a statement, Jackson is 84, has been managing the condition called progressive supranuclear palsy for more than a decade, according to Rainbow Push. He was originally diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. However, last April, his PSP condition was confirmed, according to the organization. The condition damages your ability to walk, swallow, balance, eye movements, according to the Mayo Clinic. And like many things, it worsens over time.
Did you see Kansas City declared today Big Sonia Day?
Oh, good.
For local Holocaust survivor Sonia Warshawski. And if you missed this, we interviewed her granddaughter and her granddaughter's husband. They are filmmakers who brought us the gift that is the movie Big Sonia that they will be screening at the Glenwood Arts Theater this Saturday at 4 p.m. Kansas City, Missouri City Council has declared today Big Sonia Day. She recently celebrated her 100th birthday. It is for pledging appreciation for the efforts of local Holocaust survivor Sonia Warshawski, who enriches the lives of everyone she meets, and especially the people of Kansas City, all 4 feet eight of her.
She's only 4 feet eight.
Yes, she celebrated her 100th birthday on November 10th. Over the last several years, this is in Channel 41's website, Warshawski shared her horrific experience as a Holocaust survivor with groups, customers, children, and in the documentary Big Sonia. Again, that screening is this weekend, Saturday, November 15th.
Great movie.
They're going to do a Q&A with Leah and Todd afterwards, 4 o'clock. It's $15. If you have never seen the movie, it is a gift to Kansas City that she is here and willing to share that story. Please go check it out.
Ariana Grande was rushed by a man ahead of the premiere of Wicked for Good in Singapore earlier today, appearing frightened as co-star Cynthia Erivo and security rushed to intervene. The man who rushed Ariana Grande, Johnson Nguyen, posted the video to his own Instagram account where he thanked Grande for letting him jump onto the carpet.
He's a super fan.
Okay. Nguyen has an Instagram account under the name Pajama Man, where he posts about rushing concert stages and sporting events.
Right.
I did not know this.
His name should be restraining order, because that's what's about to happen.
I did not know this until I was watching the two of them be interviewed, Ariana and Cynthia, yesterday morning on the Today Show. There's a reason that this movie, Wicked for Good, which is going to just crush it at the box office.
They split the movie in half. That's what this is.
Exactly right. Because I was wondering, how is it that they got a sequel put together within a year? It was only last year that Wicked came out.
They split it in half.
They filmed both movies at the exact same time. That's right.
It is a beautiful backstory of The Wizard of Oz and how The Wicked Witch of the West came to be.
And the name Jim Avila, if you have watched ABC News for any length of time in your life, Jim Avila, longtime senior correspondent, has died at the age of 69.
God, that's young.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, when we were kids, 69 was like elderly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking at pictures of my grandparents, which would have been in 76 or so. So they would have been...
Have you looked at photos of your grandparents and realized, oh my gosh, I'm older than they were in this picture, and they were old.
I thought they were old.
Like, my grandma had the traditional, she would go to the beauty parlor.
The
traditional, sort of Q-tip.
Golden Girls haircut.
Yes. But I even think, like, at age 50, she had that hair.
Oh, I know my grandma did.
You know, there were no extensions or highlights or, you know, they weren't wearing hip jeans. You know, they were grandmas.
They would wear, Dana, a hair cap.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get that thing touched by water.
Once you went to the beauty parlor, and it would, she would tie it under her chin, her little kerchief.
God forbid it falls off. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if you missed the segment, make sure you check out the Dana Parks podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We are wherever you get your podcast. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.